Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and yep, I failed at Napod Pomo. Jeez, did I ever. It's been over a month since I've done a podcast here on this channel, but it is what it is. This will be episode 337, and we'll get her done. Lots been going on. Of course, you guys knew Kathy had her surgery over a month ago and was recovering, still is recovering, doing really well. But, you know, it's a long road. She's probably got another couple of months before everything will get back to somewhat normal. She's going in for another surgery. This one a lot more minor, but carpal tunnel on her wrist. So get that taken care of while... She's down for the other thing, so it's all good. Everybody's doing well otherwise. Just lots of little things going on. Life got in the way, all that stuff. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We talk about that all the time. So anyway, a couple of things I wanted to talk about is the Traverse City podcast. There for a while, I decided I wasn't going to do that, and now I think I'm going to. So go check that out, TraverseCityPodcast.com, and that'll start in 2020, first part of January. I'm going to get going on that and try to make that a weekly. Yes, I'm actually going to try to be consistent. I am the king of inconsistency when it comes to podcasting, as you guys know. And... been really consistent with Podcast Insider, which is our company podcast, so therefore I'm a little more motivated to do it, but I figured I really want to get one out that I do on my own, that I'm passionate about this area here in Traverse City, and there's no end of things to talk about and people to talk to and all of that. So we'll get that rolling here in January for sure, kind of make it a catch-all sort of thing, maybe talk about stuff that you can't get on the interwebs. Meaning, if you're a snowbird or, somebody that likes to come up here as a tourist or whatever, you can, hear what's going on, read what's going on, or watch what's going on the local TV channels. They all can now stream over the interwebs and can watch the local newscasts and read the websites, that cover the news around here in Traverse City. But you don't really get what it's like to be here, what it's like to live here. If you're out of the area, if you're in the area, well, you know how it is. But I'm going to put my spin on it, obviously, and talk about events and restaurants and hotels and things going on in the media around here. Lots of interesting stuff going on in radio around here, which I will actually talk about in this episode here on Mike Dell's World. But, I like to cover that kind of stuff. It was stuff that you wouldn't catch on the normal, mainstream websites, whatever. Throw in how the weather is and how it's been for the week and things like that. So we'll give it a try, see what happens. TraverseCityPodcast.com. So go check that out. And, yeah, I spoke about radio. I talk about local radio once in a while here, obviously. Not on this particular channel, but I have over on Podcast Help Desk. But, that's of limited use for a national, international audience. When I'm talking about podcasting, I can talk in broad terms about broadcasting, but some of the local stuff going on here, like our local 7 and 4, which is our NBC affiliate. Their newscaster Kristen Lowe departed, and she's been here for 5-6 years. She was kind of the main co-anchor on the 6 and 11 o'clock newscast, I think 5 o'clock too. I don't know how that all works. But, she had been here a while, and she's leaving. She's going down to the station in Flint, Michigan, which same company. She just transferred stations. And they really haven't said who's going to replace her. So that'll be interesting. Those of you that have listened for a while know that I used to work for that outfit, WTOM, in Traverse City. And TOM and WPBN, 7 and 4. Actually, it's the other way around. Channel 4 is WTOM, and Channel 7 is WPBN. And then there's been a lot of interesting stuff on the radio around here. I guess starting a couple months ago, 3 months ago maybe, my friend Steve Omelette was working for WGFN, The Bear, doing their morning show. And he, I guess his contract ran out. I don't know the story behind it, but he left the show. And of course, now they really don't do much of a morning show anymore. It's much more just music-centric. So not the morning zoo talk information show that it once was over there. Of course, I don't really listen to it that much. I did when Steve was on there. Sometimes, like I said, a lot of times just had other things going on at that time, so didn't really listen, but it is of interest. And right around the same time Steve left WGFN, another one of his former partners, actually, Sean Finster, or Sean Finnegan, I guess is his name, but call him Finster. He was doing the morning show on, I don't know, some station they call the Bob, 104.5. Don't know much about them, but he got let go about a year before that, and now he's back, or was going to be back, on WLDR, which was one of the old legacy radio stations around here, stood for Long Distance Radio, but one of the first FMs up here in northern Michigan back in the 50s, 60s, probably 60s, I would guess. My computer is updating to the latest Mac OS, so it's currently unavailable for me to look it up. But anyway, WLDR has been around forever, and it's owned by a guy named Roy Henderson, or his group. And he did a, I don't know what you call it, but another broadcast company from across the state, Barney Stone. Broadcasting had a contract to operate those stations for him. You know, he had several of them around, but WLDR being the flagship 100-watt blowtorch or 100,000-watt blowtorch has really good coverage, covers all of Traverse City and a lot of northern Michigan. And so, anyway, they hired Finster, and Finster's going to be doing the morning show over there. And he probably went, I bet you it was less than a week, and the station went dark. Literally, they shut it off. Literally turned the transmitter off, pulled the plug, boom, gone. No word from him, no word from the station, no word from nobody. And a few other stations that were in that group also went dark. WBNZ over in Benzie County, which was actually located in the wrong spot for a while, and they got in trouble for that too, but that's a whole nother story. But all those stations went dark, and apparently Barney Stone has other stations, so Sean actually went over to some other station. They call it Up North Radio or something like that, or North Radio. I forget, but he is on. You can barely hear him in Traverse City on the radio. You can stream him, of course. And so the Finster in the morning show is still going, but it's not on the 100,000-watt blowtorch that it was supposed to be on. And around that same time, or a little bit after that, another radio group in town is being sold, which, you know, is really only of interest to us geeky people that like that stuff. But, yeah, so the KLT group, I think they're called Northern Broadcasting, or I don't know. There's a whole bunch of Northerns, but they're one of them. And they're just getting out of the business. So they were trying to sell off their stations. And much like our TV stations around here, a lot of the radio stations are double transmitter stations. So, you know, like KLT's, KLT, and then there was KLZ, which they simulcast. That was up in Petoskey. And they were always known as Double Rock KLT. And they dropped the Double Rock thing a while back, but they still simulcasted. Well, they've been trying to sell these things off, and they did successfully make a deal to sell off WKLT, which was Classic Rock, and they sold that to another big radio group here in town, because we don't have any of the really big ones. We don't have the national radio groups. These are all local owners, but they do have groups of stations. But Midwestern Broadcasting has made a deal with KLT. That's the people behind WTCM, the oldest radio station around here, and also the people behind 7 and 4 when it first started. Now, that's been sold several times and now belongs to St. Clair. That is a big broadcast group. But anyway, I know this will make your eyes glaze over a little bit, but KLT apparently is going to stay as a Classic Rock, and it's going to stay on frequency. Who knows what's going to happen to KLZ, the simulcast up in Petoskey, because that wasn't part of the deal. And then there was another double one that they had, 94.3, and I forget what the other one was, the Fox FM. Or the music station, you know, they keep rebranding and all that. You know, commercial radio is kind of lame that way. They listen to all the consultants and just do the same thing everybody else does. And in a lot of cases now, you know, their morning shows on most of the stations are pretty original and you know, normal morning zoo stuff, but still pretty good. But, you know, we'll see. So who knows what will happen to the KLZ in Petoskey. But anyway, 94.3 and its sister channel, whatever that is, up north, got sold. But not both of them, just the 94.3. And that one is being sold to our big public broadcaster around here, WCMU. Well, CMU, which is Central Michigan University. And I don't know what the call sign is going to be when they switch it over, but 94.3 is going to drop the music and go public radio. So that'll give them a much nicer signal up here. They do have a translator just across the street, basically, from the translator the transmitter that they just bought, or the station that they just bought. And so who knows what they'll do with that translator. They'll probably leave it there and put some other programming on it, our other public broadcaster around here, Interlochen Public Radio, which is the Fine Arts Camp, a little ways out of town, but they have quite the footprint on broadcasting. They have a music station that plays mostly classical, and then they have a news talk station, which plays like NPR stuff and you know, that kind of thing. And I suspect that CMU is going to do a similar thing, but I have no insider knowledge about that. But a lot of churning going on in the radio world. The third one of that group with KLT was the local ESPN affiliate, and they were, you know, sports talk, whatever, and they were on FM, on two FMs. And I haven't heard who, but I have heard that both of those have been sold, you know, that pair have been sold, or a deal has been made, and rumor has it it's another non-commercial. So it could be a religious thing, could be another public broadcaster, who knows. But it's going to be interesting around here. One thing I got to say about Traverse City is it has way too many radio stations. I mean, they're just, for the size of the market, I really believe they got too many. And being as though they have to have double the transmitters to cover the market, you know, it makes it prohibitively expensive for, you know, pretty low population. You know, Traverse City's fairly big, I guess. I mean, you know, not city size, but, you know, the whole area surrounding Traverse City, probably 150,000, maybe something like that, maybe less. And Traverse City itself is, you know, barely over 20,000. So, you know, they really shouldn't have as good a radio stations and as many radio stations as they have. So I find it kind of interesting that commercial broadcasters, there's just so many. And, you know, now they're having troubles, obviously, because there's several that have gone dark. There's a couple of them that the transmitter's on, but there's no audio. And one of them came back for a few hours the other day, apparently somebody's been listening. I don't know. I wasn't listening, but they came back for a couple hours and then went away again. So I don't know. I don't know what'll happen here, but it's interesting to kind of pay attention to. There's a couple of forums, you know, around about Northwest Michigan or Northern Michigan and Eastern Upper Peninsula DMA, which is our market area. There's a couple of, you know, chat areas where you can go in and talk about all this stuff. So that's where I glean a lot of this information, is through those chat boards or forums or whatever you want to call them. So interesting stuff, I think. But that's because I'm a geek and I know a lot of people in the broadcast business around here.
This is the Podcast Help Desk Mike.
Hit the wrong thing. Let's try that again.
You're listening to Mike Dell's World with your host, Mike Dell, from Mike Dell Studios. This is a Mike Dell production created by Mike Dell. Mike Dell.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I hit the wrong button. I hit the Podcast Help Desk one because I am going to do another one of those here today, probably. Kathy's downstate at her mother's house and enjoying a week or so down there before coming back and having her wrist surgery. So a little peace and quiet around here, a little time to do my thing. And so that's what I've been doing between doing chores and all that. Just kind of been goofing off. It's been nice. Actually, I got up about 4 this morning. Had leg cramps and got those taken care of and sat down on my recliner and promptly fell back asleep and slept till about 11, which is really unheard of for me. I don't sleep that long usually, so I guess I needed it, but now I feel human, so very good. Well, with that, I think I'll make this a podcast. I've still got about 13 minutes remaining on my macOS update, and once that's all done, I will publish this thing, and we're going to start working on the Traverse City podcast. So those of you around Traverse City, or if you're a snowbird, or you're just interested in what's going on in Northern Michigan from a normal person's point of view and not a news media person's point of view, or a reporter's point of view, give it a try. Starting, like I said, first part of January 2020. Don't know the exact date, don't know the schedule, but we'll get there. And I will start doing that. I've got my portable recording studio ready to go because I do plan on going out and interviewing people in the community here and there. And so we'll throw those in along with some other blah, blah, blah from me. So that's it all interesting to you. Go check it out. TraverseCityPodcast.com. Otherwise, I will be here periodically as per normal. Catch me later.